The poet T.S. Eliot said that April is the cruelest month. For commentator Laura Lorson, though, April is the cleanest, and she's steeling herself for the task.
There's just something about the creeping of temperatures into the mid-60s and the desire to throw open the windows for a change that sets off a chain reaction in me. All of a sudden, the curtains somehow look gray. The floors need refinishing. The dust, which has lived happily under the bed all winter, is suddenly an outrage not to be endured for one more minute. What looked impossible, Sisyphean, and pointless in January suddenly seems possible. It's like President Obama showed up, elbowing aside the lazier angels of my nature. Can I refinish the kitchen cabinets? Yes, I can! Can I steam clean the carpets? Yes, I can! Can I drag myself away from reruns of NCIS to repot all the houseplants? Yes, I can! I get home from work, and I notice that the kitchen floor is a disaster area. Behold this mild-mannered homemaker who has no compunctions about employing the 5-second food-on-the-floor rule, even if it means eating a bit of dog hair, turns into Mop Girl with her trusty sidekick, Broom Dog. My husband hardly knows what to think. One day, he leaves the companionably cluttered, reassuringly dusty house. He returns that night to discover he's expected to use coasters, and he can bounce a quarter off the freshly sunned, hospital-cornered bed. He and the dogs meekly tiptoe around for a week, unsure if it's okay to walk on the carpets yet, afraid to be fingered as the cause of the eventual entropy that will set in around mid-June. Which, of course, it will. As it gets hotter in high summer, I just lose the will to dust. When the daily high temperature drops back to the mid-60s again in October, it'll be time for House Cleaning Part 2. This time, it's personal.
Commentator Laura Lorson can't hear you because she's vacuuming her house in Perry, Kansas. There's more commentary, and you can weigh in, too, at our opinion page. That's at npr.org.